Legendary tennis coach Nick Bollettieri is going to be in Tualatin. Why is that? Joining us now live from the U.S. Open. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, and we are live from the U.S. Open, which really makes the atmosphere a little easier to talk about train up and our visit coming out to Oakland. And it's going to be an exciting visit because we're bringing out several of the pros. Marty Fish, who in his late 30s won his first round match today, bringing John Michael Gamble, my former student Jimmy Arias, Austin Krajicek, another one of my students who play tomorrow, and of course, Renee Stubbs. And we'll be coming out to the Stafford Hills Club October 16th and 17th. We'll be working with adults, with juniors, and I'm going to answer questions for parents who all think my child is so good. I know he's going to be the number one player of the world, but what we're going to do over the weekend is to give messages of how important education is and how important it is to help boys and girls be able to play the game and build their character for the future. And to me, John, this is what the weekend is about. And then we have a big surprise.
Hey, give us an idea of what a U.S. Open's like. Are people walking around there with their shirts off drinking beers, or is it stuffy?
Absolutely. Listen, the nice thing about the U.S. Open, I do a lot of commentating for BBC. Wimbledon is quiet, please. All matches close at 11 o'clock. New York, anything goes. And brother, I mean anything goes all night. The beer is going, this is going. And that's what makes these tournaments fun. And today is one of the biggest crowds that they've ever had here.
Can anybody beat Serena Williams there?
The one that can beat Serena Williams, of course, is Serena Williams and the man upstairs. You must remember that she's trying to do the record of Graf. She's won so many Grand Slams and done so many things. Is it easy to put out of her mind, hey, if you win this one, you set new records? Not easy to do. But my advice, being with Serena and Venus for so many years, take one match at a time. Don't think about the records. Just go out there, baby. And if she does that, her chances of winning increase. But we must remember, you have many other young players. You have the Bencic girl who beat her a few weeks ago. Halep is playing well. Maria Sharapova pulled out today because of her back. She has a lower back injury. But it's not easy to keep out of your mind, hey, if I win this one, I tie the record of Graf. I've been fortunate to have 10 number ones, and no matter what you tell them, it's tough to block out certain things, sir.
Our guest is Nick Bollettieri, the legendary tennis coach. Let's continue on Serena. 21-time Grand Slam winner. She's trying to become the first since Steffi Graf in 1988 to do it in a calendar year. If you take Graf at her best when she was just humming, and put her in there against Serena, what do you think would have happened?
Well, let's say this. For Graf to play today with her slice and her backhand grip would be very difficult. However, it's tough to compare generations because if Graf played today, she would have not only the slice backhand, but an offensive backhand. You cannot win with just slices today. So it's very difficult to compare eras. Remember, the strings are different, the tension is different, and the physical makeup today is totally different, sir.
We always talk about, in Portland especially, you know, we have Sam Bowie as a great example of a player who had so much promise and didn't work out. Was there a player that you've coached or seen play that you think could have been a great, if not for injury or circumstance, and you look back and go, man, if she had just, or he had just kept it together?
Yes, sir. There's one player, Marcelo Rios from Chile. He was number one for 2 weeks. He had everything and anything. Didn't appreciate the game, didn't appreciate the players, didn't appreciate kids who waited long hours for autographs, but he had as much talent as anybody I've ever coached. And you must remember now, why are we coming out there? We're coming out there to show people and to raise money to help children, not only play the game of tennis, but also to prepare for life, do well in school, do well in their education. And what's important is on Friday night at the pro exhibition, there's going to be a special VIP table sitting with none other than Nick Bollettieri, which you better bring your pocketbook, baby, because I'm going to make all of you better than you are. No refunds. And also you can get tickets on our website, www.trainupfoundation.org.
You're talking about an event October 16th and 17th at Stafford Hills Club here in Tualatin, here in the suburbs of Portland. Again, this is a Train Up with the Pros All-Star Charity Weekend. You've coached players like Andre Agassi and Sharapova that you mentioned. The women's game, there's, because of Serena and because of the Williams sisters in general, there's all this interest around it. Has it surpassed the men's game as far as what people talk about at a U.S. Open, or will the men's game always rule the roost there?
Well, in this particular time, everybody's looking to Serena to break the record. So the conversations is very much on the ladies' game. And remember, the ladies' game now is very exciting. They play the game. They bang the ball. It's not just push and push, and it's just a slice and push the second serve. So the women's game has escalated to very, very high levels of play. And everybody listening to this must remember, the game is based on the techniques, the mental, and the physical part of the game. But another reason why I'm coming is to explain to parents how important it is for kids to get involved in tennis, to improve their education, to improve their character, so that they can stand up to drugs and alcohol and violence. And that's why Train Up is bringing a tremendous host of people. And we really look forward to the event, but we need people to come with their pocketbooks wide open.
Nick Bollettieri is our guest, legendary tennis coach. You mentioned Sharapova pulling out of this event. She looks, when she's healthy, like a world beater, except when she's on the court with Serena Williams. What happens to Sharapova when she gets in there against Serena?
There's a reason. Serena has added to her game some defense, some heavy spins. Maria only knows one way of hitting the ball, standing on the baseline and smacking everything for winners and very flat. Today, that is difficult to do. And the older you get, the more difficult that is, because Maria's game is not based on mobility. It's based on hitting the ball early. But when you play a player like Serena, who hits the ball so early, that puts Maria on the defense immediately, sir.
Is it a good thing for Serena that Sharapova pulls out, or does it create problems? Because I think Sharapova probably would have moved through her side of the bracket, ended up with that. They're on the same side. They would have been on the same side, but she would have ended up knowing that, hey, I'm going to see her probably in a quarterfinal, and this is good because this is somebody I can beat. Now you have a big unknown there. Is that a problem for Williams or no?
Listen, if I was number in the world and did what Serena Williams done, bring him on, baby. There is nobody a problem for me. Nick, and you have to be Italian to feel like that, John.
Nick Bollettieri is our guest. You're coming out here. So for people who don't know what the Train Up Foundation is doing, basically Nick Bollettieri hosts this event. It's a pro All-Star Charity Weekend, October 16th and 17th at Stafford Hills Club. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime weekend. You get junior and adult academy-style clinics. You get a gala event with an exhibition match that all benefits the Train Up Foundation. Why do you do this?
I do this because I have two sons that I adopted from Ethiopia. And my objective is to give other children an opportunity in life. And I'm now spending a lot of time with the USDA and train up on the inner city programs throughout America.
All right. Is there a match in particular that you're excited about seeing at the U.S. Open?
Well, the match I was excited about was Kei Nishikori this morning got beat the first round. And he got beat by the French person. And Tommy Haas just got beat in fifth set. So that sort of took two of our students away that we wanted Tommy to win another match. He's 37, five operations, and he's ranked about 400 or 500 in the world now. He was number two, and he still feels he can do it. And that's why it was a little disappointing that he lost in five sets.
I'm an American, so I like to see Americans win. What do we need to do to dominate men's tennis as Americans?
Very simple. You'll have to go get the strong athletes that are going to football, basketball, and baseball. Everything is paid for. Tennis is expensive. We need the big, strong athlete. The average height of the players ranked between 1 and 20 on the men's tour, the average height is 6'3". 6'3". The ladies now are up at 5'9", 5'10". No, it doesn't say the little person can't do it, but we need the strong athletes, and we have to pay for them. And I'm sure that the USDA, with Martin Blackman, who's now a head of junior development, a former student of mine for 5 years, he is going to make sure that we do that.
We look at the top 25 in men's tennis. We've got one American at number 19, John Isner, in the top 25. We're a far cry from Andre Agassi and Andy Roddick, aren't we?
We are, and I believe that we're on the right road. I was just the honorary referee in Kalamazoo. We have the best crop of young 16, 18s we've had in many years. And remember now, we have a big award, Train Up Junior Star Award. We will select one person that strikes the ball but has good personality, can talk, sportsmanship, to come to the academy at IMG and spend 1 week, be able to get a few lessons from me and all expenses paid, baby.
You mentioned, Nick, you mentioned that, you know, we need our strongest, best athletes playing tennis. Is there a professional basketball player or football player that you look at and you go, if I had that guy in 1 year, 2 years, if I could have had him as an adolescent, is there a person in particular that you go, I could have made that guy a U.S. Open champion?
Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
How about LeBron?
If I had LeBron... LeBron, he would muscle through them. He would scare the heck out of them. He may almost be too strong. And when you're too strong, you lose a little bit of flexibility. But he would scare the other person to death on the other side, though.
Nick Bollettieri, thank you, sir. Excellent stuff.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I'll see you out there and appreciate all the help in advertising this.
Right.
Bye, everybody.